And this is my last meeting as chair of the FEC on my second tour of duty as chair, and I enjoyed it very much. I enjoyed working with all of the staff and my fellow colleagues. I'm looking forward to passing the gavel along to Ellen, and I know she'll do a great job. Just wanted to make a few short comments. As frequently happens in the area of campaign finance law, the law is being challenged again through a variety of different lawsuits in two key areas. One area is with regard to donor disclosure, and we had a decision over the summer about that, and the agency put out some guidance in October to help the public know how to comply for now on that issue. Another one is the question of how political committee status is determined. There's litigation on that issue throughout the country, just showing that in those two areas of the law, even though they've been a fixture of the law since the very beginning, there's still a large amount of uncertainty. And so hopefully one of these days we'll be able to have some clear guidance on both of those areas, and we look forward to getting future decisions in that regard. There are a lot of other issues that are in the news, you know, over the past year on campaign finance, on campaign finance law. And when I go out and speak to groups, I get a lot of questions about, you know, news of the day as it relates to our jurisdiction. And as you know, there's a lot of things that we're not able to talk about because of the confidentiality provisions of that attach the enforcement process. But it's definitely something that I, for one, look forward to talking to at the appropriate time once those provisions are no longer attached to the issues. With regard to enforcement this year, we've had a modest increase in the number of enforcement cases that we closed this year. We worked hard to try to whittle down the docket, and all of my colleagues joined in that effort. We were reasonably successful, as I said, in increasing the number of cases closed this year. We have moved, as I referred to earlier, a lot of cases to ADR, where many of us believe that that's an appropriate place to deal with certain cases that are here at the agency. And thank you to Krista Roach, who's here today. She's now the permanent ADR director, and she's done an excellent job. We've also started educational programs to encourage voluntary compliance, and that is part of our statutory mandate to help encourage voluntary compliance. Thank you to Alec Palmer, Pat Orrick, Debbie Ciccone, and Greg Scott for all of your efforts and all of the people that work with you. I think that's an excellent program, and I think it will help people comply with the law. We've talked about electronic filing for Senate filers. In that regard, that's a really good story for every part of the agency participated in that transition from OGC to computer services, IT. It's called IT here. At the RNC, we call it computer services. The IT division and a lot of everybody else really helped out a lot. And in the transition, I heard from a lot of people in the public saying that the FEC was ready, willing, and able to answer any and all questions. And the filings all came in very quickly after the law was changed. And it was a very successful transition. So thank you to the whole agency on that. With regard to rulemakings, we finally accomplished the multi-state IE rulemaking. It's a small one, but hopefully it'll help those people who are exercising their constitutional right to run independent expenditures in the upcoming presidential election. And we also started the internet disclaimer rulemaking. We had a two-day hearing over the summer. We had a lot of very useful comments and discussions among commissioners. I think one of the issues, at least speaking for myself, is I'm still examining, you know, the underlying reason for whether or not to do this rulemaking and how to go forward, thinking about whether or not it's the kind of rulemaking that is necessary. Our law requires that we only do a rulemaking if it's necessary to, you know, for the public to inform them on something that there's been an issue on. And, you know, one of the pillars that many of the comments used was the foreign interference. As it turns out, you know, there really weren't very many ads that were run by Russians. I think the estimate now is approximately $100,000 of ads paid for by groups affiliated with the Russian government. And we know that the NRSC spent, I believe it was $2.3 million running internet ads for a relatively small Senate race in the last cycle. So $100,000 is not a lot of money, and we're not even sure out of that $100,000 of ads spent how many of them would have even required a disclaimer under our current rules. The other issue that's come up multiple times is Some of the comments have noted that some people aren't even following the rules as they exist now, and I'm still sort of poring through some of the documents to find evidence of that, and I'll be sending a letter today to one of the professors that sent in comments. I think her studies are very important because she testified here. It's Professor Kim from the University of Wisconsin. She testified here over the summer, and she did provide follow-up comments, which were helpful. But many other commenters and even United States senators are relying on her study. So I have follow-up questions for her, so I want to make sure that I fully understand the basis of her study and her conclusions. With respect to the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey, that's a survey that's done throughout the federal government. We made a modest improvement in the morale of the agency this year, and we even got an award for it, if you can believe that. Thank you, Mr. Palmer, for accepting that award on the agency's behalf yesterday. I think we got a plaque. Do we have the plaque? Thank you, Eric. I just wanted to show you the plaque that Alec received yesterday. Right, Alec, is this the one? Or did you make this? Okay. He didn't make it. He really got it yesterday. The best places to work. Congratulations to the FEC for the most improved small federal agency. And we think that a lot of that is because of in the move to the new building led by the capable India and her staff, many others who we've recognized earlier in the year. They made sure that the staff was involved in a lot of the decisions. You know, not everybody got exactly what they wanted, but they were able to weigh in on what they wanted with respect to the new building. And thank you to everybody who made the move so successful. Also, because of our excellent managers who have really stepped up and made a strong effort to engage the staff and listen to their comments and concerns. So we appreciate all of the managers in the agency for doing that. So thank you to all of you. I want to thank in particular my staff, Eric Brown, who's back here, Eric, yay. Amy Rothstein, who's sitting in the way back. She always hides back there. Chris Curran, where's Chris? Here. And Katie Reynolds, who's right behind me, and Lindsay Melody, who left earlier in the year, for all of your support and help this year, putting together the agendas and helping me run the meetings. I really appreciate it. Thanks to all of my fellow commissioners and their EAs for all of your help throughout the year, and to all the staff. Thank you very much. And with that, we will move on to the election of the officers for next year. Commissioner Peterson.
Can I may be out of turn. I think I may need to defer to Steve first on the nomination of officers, but I just wanted to quickly just thank you for the service that you've extended to the commission over this past year. To be chair is to require a thick skin, a deep reservoir of patience, and it helps to have a well-rounded sense of humor as well. And you have all three things in spades. And we've been colleagues for, for 10 years now. We've been friends for much longer than that. And I know that being a chair is oftentimes a thankless responsibility. You've done it with a great deal of energy and concern about the interests of the people who work here and of the mission of the agency. And you've done an excellent job, and I just want to thank you for all of your efforts over the past year.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Do you have any motions for the new officers?
Is advice, Vice President, appropriate at this time?
Okay.
First of all, I'd like to just say to our outgoing chair how much it has been a pleasure working with you this year. This lady has always got something to say to add to the chemistry of our communications, and it's always enjoyable to have you, lead us in some of those areas. And I did remember saying some time ago that it reminded you of a Columbo.
Oh, not again. Columbo again. Oh, no.
How you get things done in kind of this way where you kind of, next thing you know, you've agreed to it. And so the funny part was really, after I said that, of course, she was too young. So she asked her dad, says, what's a Columbo? He knew what Columbo was, so I think he went out and bought a bunch of those for you to look at.
And I never watched them. Yeah. Well. They're in my house somewhere. Good show. I'll give them to you.
Well, yeah, would you do that? Sure, yeah, I'll take you up on that. In any event, it's been very nice. And
thank you.
Congratulations for a real nice year.
Thank you.
And then it's also my pleasure right now to nominate Matt for the vice chair position for this gang of four. and hopefully the number will change. But it's really an honor to do that. For some of those that don't know Matt and myself, and I always like to point out the fact that I think it is always nice when you have something in common outside of the agency. And when Matt and I both grew up with our grandparents basically renting cattle and livestock along this mountain range on the border of Utah and Nevada. So over the many decades at that time, why our families were probably meeting each other on the top of a hilltop sometime, and it also gave us the ability to really appreciate in our own way the great place from which we came, which was these great mountain range, open, just wild still, no roads, no life other than natural life, big deserts below us. And so we always, you know, we talk about that, and I like to, this is an opportunity to reminisce, because we have said that if we ever had a really tough issue, we could sit up there around a campfire way up there and get it all figured out in our own Western way. But more than that, some background on Matt. He graduated from Brigham Young University with a degree in philosophy and studied Latin, magna cum laude, something I never had the pleasure to experience. And then he went on to law school at the University of Virginia and made law review, again, another area of absence in my end. Matt then went to work with Wiley Ryan for 3 years. Then he worked as counsel for the House Administration for another 3 years. And then he went to the Senate Committee on Rules and Administration for another 3 years. And that's where I met Matt, even before I got on the commission, because I was there for a hearing based on my appointment. And I think I just met you on the door walking out after the hearing, and here we are. So one of the things I want to just say about Matt, we all say that he's a gentleman's gentleman. He's obviously always he's ready to talk about any tough subject, but it's always with a great amount of care and respect for the other person's point of view, and it makes communication on difficult subjects much easier. And I know whether you're a vice chair or otherwise, we always take the benefit of that. So. It's my honor to nominate you for vice chair, and I know you'll do great in this new position for the upcoming calendar year.
Thank you. I second the nomination. Do you third it?
Sure.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Congratulations. Very exciting. Commissioner, or should I call you Mr. Vice Chair?
Or vice chair designate,
vice
whatever
chair
you want
designate.
To say.
Almost vice chair.
No, I'll be happy to just enjoy these last few weeks of not having that heavy mantle on my head, and then we'll assume that in the early part of 2019. But I have a further motion I'd like to make. I'd like to move to nominate the vice chair, Ellen Weintraub, to serve as commission chair in the year 2019. Serving as FEC chair is nothing new for the vice chair. Within days of being confirmed, when she was originally confirmed by the Senate, she didn't have the opportunity to just kind of ease in and slowly learn the ways of the FEC. She, within days, was nominated and confirmed to be the chair of the FEC. So right from the outset of her tenure here, she had to dive into the deep end of the pool, and she has served capably since that time, and she no doubt will provide excellent leadership during the upcoming year. Vice Chair Weintraub has a very long and distinguished legal career that involves stints at the law firm of Perkins Coie, where she was a member of its political law group. Prior to that, she was counsel to the Ethics Committee for the U.S. House of Representatives. She received her bachelor's degree from Yale College and her law degree from Harvard. And more importantly, she and her husband are the parents of three wonderful children, whose achievements and service-minded pursuits have made them justifiably proud, and they are the subjects of many discussions that we have, and I'm always interested and excited to hear about the latest adventures that they're undertaking. I've been a colleague of the vice chairs for quite some time now. However, this will be the first time that we've ever been paired up in a leadership capacity, and I'm very much looking forward to working with you in the upcoming year to make it as productive a year as possible. And like I said, I've always appreciated her friendship. We've had an opportunity to teach together at many FEC educational conferences. That's always been a highlight for me, and I've always enjoyed not only teaching, but also the opportunities we have to get together as staff, to go have dinners together, and to interact socially with one another, and I look forward to more of that in the upcoming year. So again, I am honored to make the motion to nominate Vice Chair Weintraub to be the chair in 2019, and at the appropriate time, I'll be happy to extend my vote in support.
Thank you, Commissioner Peterson. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I think you have to vote first.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you have to vote.
It's not very modest, but okay. In order to have four votes, I vote aye.
Just to make sure. Congratulations, Madam Vice Chair and Chair Designate. Would you like to say a few words?
I want to thank my colleagues for their confidence in me. Being chair is really more of an administrative function. You get the joy of trying to find meeting dates, which is always a bit of a challenge, and running the meetings and trying to keep the trains running on time. And I want to thank the current chair for her steady hand on the gavel. She does run a good meeting. And she is my father always told me that if you want to get something done in life, the key trait that you needed was persistence, and that is certainly something that our current chair has. There were many times where I thought I told her no, and nevertheless she persisted in coming back at me again. I learned more in the last 15 minutes than in the last month about your evolving views on the internet disclaimer rulemaking, but I'm not letting that one go. So I'm looking forward to further discussions on that topic. And I'm very much looking forward to working with Commissioner Peterson, soon to be Vice Chair Peterson. It's interesting. It's a small group, and we keep swapping roles. It's funny the way the two of us have never been paired up together. So I'm looking forward to that. I very much like Commissioner Peterson and his staff, and I'm looking forward to that. And I also want to thank Chair Hunter's staff for all of their efforts this year. I hope that my staff will do as well next year. And looking forward to how I want to wish everybody very happy holidays. Hope you all get some time off to spend with your families and your loved ones. And really looking forward to seeing you all back here in January.
I agree. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas and all the rest of it. And thank you again to everybody. Commissioner Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to make hopefully one small request of the soon-to-be Chair Weintraub. One thing that she is always very good about is when you travel, you always bring back great sweets, you know, especially the chocolate. And so I'm hoping that that trend will continue in 2019, especially at our Chair Vice Chair meetings.
Well, if you stop by my office later, there is chocolate there.
Okay.
Mr. Palmer, are there any management or administrative matters that we should discuss?
Madam Chair, there are no such matters.
Thank you. This meeting is adjourned.